Titus 2:14, Titus, passion. Titus 2:14. He sanctified himself for what? He sanctified himself for us that we might, that he might do what? Purchase our freedom. See, he sacrificed himself. He sacrificed himself that he might do what? Purchase our freedom. He the one suffered the pain. Are y'all in the house?
Yeah.
I said, he the one suffered the pain. He the one took the shame. He the one that was disgraced. He the one that was spit on. He the one that shed his blood. And all of this violent, evil, suffering and pain, he took that. And it shouldn't have no place in our life. And yet we have the enemy and we have people telling us, you ought to be, you're supposed to be. God is not a healer. He's not this. What is he then? Somebody tell me. If he's not what he said he is, who is it? What is it then? Y'all ain't talking to me too well. He purchased our freedom from every lawless deed. And to purify for himself what? A people who are his very own. That's why it ought to be a praise on your lips. That's why it ought to be shouts of victory. That's why it ought to be dancing and rejoicing. You say, well, I don't feel like it. Just keep doing it. Hallelujah. It'll help you. It'll help you lose a little weight too. They ain't got on the meddling now. Praise ought to be very, very active. And people should participate in it among God's people. Praise should be what we do. Why is it? Because praise is a weapon. I said, praise is a weapon. That's why the enemy tried to bark you down, make you feel like, think, feel foolish. I don't feel like it. I feel foolish doing this. So I'm going to read it to you. I didn't have this in the notes, but that's all right. Y'all can catch up. Psalm 49. Praise you, the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Where should it be done? In the congregation of the saints. That's one place, not the only place, but there's one place. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion, that's the church, be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. You thought I was just talking, didn't you? Let them sing praises upon unto him with timbre and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. See, that's another place you can praise God. You can sing loud. Amen. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth. What happened? And a two-edged sword in the hand. Why is the praise in your mouth? It's like a two-edged sword in your hand. Why you got it? Why would a fella pick up a sword? He getting ready to do some damage to his enemy, right? To execute vengeance up on the heathen and punishment up on the people. To bind their king with chain and their noble with fetters and iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonor. I'll say it again. Dishonor has all his saints. How many his saints?
All.
What are you out there? What are you, a saint or are you an ain't? Which one are you? Saints have dishonor. Then say, praise ye the Lord. Praise is a weapon. Praise is a weapon that saints have. We need to know what we have when we come together. Thief try to come in our midst. And we have praise going on. He has to leave. Hallelujah. Trying to mess with your health. Trying to mess with your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Trying to steal your children.
Hallelujah.
Trying to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
When you ought to be up on your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to steal your song while you ought to be singing. Trying to make you feel bad when you ought to be leaping for joy. Huh? Why? Because he knows if you get in that groove, your weapon is moving. And no weapon formed against you he has shall prosper. But that weapon of the two-edged sword in your hand will prosper you and cause you to cut him down. Stop his action against you. Whereas he was successful the last time to put you sleep. This is just one area. Put you sleep in church. You wide awake hollering, hallelujah. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. I'm a witness to this. But you sleep, you can't do that. Come on, talk to me, y'all. Come on, talk to me now. He's trying to steal your praise. He's trying to cut you down and hold you back and make you be quiet and don't say anything. But I got my mouth open. Hallelujah. I got to tell it. Woo, hallelujah. See, that this honor has all the saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Why am I doing this? Because I'm getting my stuff back. Hallelujah. I refuse to live in this earth without it. God gave it to me and it is mine. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So moving right along, Romans chapter 8, verse 31 is where we want to begin. We're still talking about getting our stuff. Hallelujah. When we know who we belongs to and what is ours, who did it? And nothing can stop us from having it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's why the enemy is always trying to feed you lies and trying to make you self-conscious still of being spirit conscious. Thinking about yourself, how you feel, what somebody said about you. They looking at me wrong. They looking at me. His purpose is to distract you so you don't get in this place where you ought to be. And see, the mistake some saints make is they think they're supposed to praise a little bit in church and go home the rest of the time and just forget about it. No, that ought to be your daily thing.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.